Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good. I saw you played inside and outside. Are you more comfortable at either role?
Yeah, I'm more comfortable at either role. It doesn't really matter to me. I mean, my last 2 years I played Mike, and that's what I'm comfortable at. But, I mean, I'm a linebacker. I can play any position, really.
Do you know anything about DaQuell Jackson, the way he plays?
I've been watching DaQuell for a couple of years, man. He's one of the best inside linebackers in the game. I admire how he plays, and I try to pick up things from watching him play on TV.
James, a player like you, and on the third day of the draft, often plays a lot of special teams. Do you have much experience doing that at Nevada?
Yeah, man, I play special teams for like every year when I was at Nevada. So I mean, that's something I like doing, and I embrace special teams. I'm not one of the players that doesn't like special teams. I don't mind running down on kickoff or covering punts or doing anything really. I love everything about it.
Hey James, do you have an idea where you might go and what team might take you?
Did I have an idea?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I really didn't have an idea, man. I had a feeling just by teams. I know the teams who are looking for linebackers. I kind of just went off of that. And then, you know, I knew Cleveland was one of those teams, so I'm just grateful that they picked me, really.
From watching NFL games, who are some of the guys that you enjoy watching because you kind of project yourself into the kind of role that they play?
Well, guys like DaQuell Jackson. He's one of my favorite linebackers. Ray Lewis, Patrick Willis, Naval Bowman recently. He's had a real great season last year. London Fletcher, for one. He's a vet, been doing it for years. Jonathan Vilma, just guys, I don't know, I like watching the inside linebackers, basically. Urlacher, just, I don't know, just how they play, how they conduct themselves off the field, and how they talk to their teammates, how they motivate guys, stuff like that. I just love everything about that.
Did you visit the Browns?
Yes, sir.
How'd that visit go? Who'd you meet with, and what kind of feeling did you get?
I met with everybody. I met with the head coach, GM, D coordinator, player personnel. Been with everybody, man. It was a good experience. That was one of my favorite visits. Everybody seemed like it was nice. Everybody was nice people. Everybody was nice to me. I just had a good feeling about it. And I don't know, man. It was. I felt like it was a good situation. I had a good feel when I went there.
Describe yourself as a linebacker.
Me, I'm an athletic linebacker. I'm an instinctive linebacker. I come downhill. I can guard man-to-man out the backfield. I can guard a tight end man-to-man. I'm a competitor, you know. I just love the game of football. I love playing hard, and I love making a big play and sparking my defense. That's one of the most things I love about playing linebackers, because you can make the amount of good plays you can make in a game can change a lot of things, have a big difference on the outcome of the game. So that's what I love to do.
How'd you wind up in Nevada?
I grew up in Fairfield, California, and I didn't really come out of high school. I didn't have a lot of offers. I only had two Division I AAs and no really Division I offers. And I wanted to go to Division I, and then Nevada at the time offered me late into the recruiting process. So that was the only offer I had. At the time, my older sister had went to school there, so it was kind of like a no-brainer. So I was like, oh, let's go.
Since you didn't get those offers, did you not take yourself seriously as a future NFL player when you were coming out of high school, or you always have your eye on this?
Not at all, man. To me, it was like wherever I go, I'm going to make it to the NFL. Like, that's my goal. Like, I don't care if I went to freaking Solano Community College. That's where I started at. You know, I was going to make it. Like, I didn't care. If it didn't matter if I went D2, D3, NAIA, I was going to make it to the NFL, so... That was my goal first time I stepped on campus.
James Michael, how would you describe yourself as a pass rusher and in pass coverage? Which is stronger for you?
The pass rusher, I say I got good timing, blitzing the passer. You know, I try to time up the snap counts, try to make sure my feet are rolling. I'm rolling to all my blitzes. As pass covering, you know, I feel like I'm good at reading routes and reading off the quarterback eyes and getting my hand in the passing lanes. I think I do a good job of that.
Hey, James Michael, one of these draft guides says your cousin's Jerome Boyd?
Yes, sir.
Can you tell us about the influence he's had on you in history?
Well, we actually just met. We met my senior year in high school. He was still at Oregon at the time. And I met him, and we just been talking back and forth. I was over at his house just watching the Super Bowl this past Super Bowl. And he just gave me advice about the league, what to expect, what he thinks I would need to work on, what would help me. But he's been helping me, though. He's a good guy.
How motivated are you to compete for a starting position or at least a heavy role in the rotation right away?
I'm very motivated, you know, especially today, you know, seeing a lot of linebackers I felt go before me that I don't think are better than me, you know. Stuff like that's going to motivate you. Stuff like that's going to make you want to work out and want to run harder and just work out better. So that, I mean, I'm going to be motivated. You don't have to worry about that. I'm not a guy you have to motivate. There's nothing really, you don't have to really worry about that with me.
Are you guys having a party there today or what's going on?
It's my family, man. I had my family and a lot of my close friends over here, and we just hanging out, really. So everybody's just grateful and happy I got the phone call.
Are you in Fairfield?
Yeah, I'm in Fairfield.